It is arguably the most important part of federal election season, next to voting. Ordinary Canadians meeting with party candidates and asking about the issues that matter to them.
So the ground rules, please be respectful of the candidates and one another. Do not use any foul or offensive language. The moderator has the right and the responsibility to ensure respectful discussion from all participants.
That's John Mercer. He's Independent Skills Coordinator for Toronto's Center for Independent Living. What made this particular gathering unique is that most of the organizers and many in the audience have disabilities. The Center for Independent Living Toronto and their community partners, including Arch Disability Law Center, the Alliance for the Equality of Blind Canadians, Citizens with Disabilities Ontario, and others, staged this forum, hoping that at least a few of the estimated 4 million Canadians living with a disability could be heard. Event spokesperson David Myers with Birchmont Bluff Neighborhood Centre says a 2012 Canadian survey may show that 14% of the population has a disability, but that doesn't mean that they are reflected in party platforms.
We looked at some of the platforms already before actually having the forum, so we knew there's not very much there on the radar for disability, and we knew the platforms were very thin. And so we didn't come in expecting a lot, actually. And it was very challenging to get candidates in the first place from the parties to actually come out and speak.
In fact, only 3 of Canada's 4 political parties took part. The Conservatives declined the invitation entirely. That left the Green, Liberal, and NDP party candidates facing the audience. A lot of the questions addressed topics that would be on the minds of many Canadians under the same circumstances. Income and employment.
What are your party's anti-poverty and employment strategies for people with disabilities?
Tax credits.
And do you support a refundable disability tax credit?
And housing concerns.
What is your party's accessible and affordable housing strategy?
Then there were the people who just wanted a concrete solution to a serious problem.
I have a question. 10 months after I was born, I got polio. I entered Canada here as a handicap, and thank God now, anytime we have to cross immigration, you use our passport. But anytime we have to go to offices to use social service, wherever we are using a social insurance number, and there is this ignorance about us being disabled or a person that have the disability. Recently, I applied for a chair. This is my second chair, and they told me they don't feel I need a chair. What can you do to help us identify ourselves when we go to offices?
Green Party candidate Sharon Danley of Trinity Fort York said she could relate.
I totally sympathize with you. getting needs met at a lot of these government offices, there seems to be a culture that isn't willing to help. I've run across it myself. I've heard stories from other people. There is an attitude that needs to change drastically.
Liberal Party candidate Arnold Chan of Scarborough might have been thinking of restaurant management instead.
I understand the challenge with respect to frontline service, and that ultimately what we need is an attitude change. Again, if we bring in the appropriate legislation, I think simply frontline workers, part of their performance evaluation needs to be on those types of service issues, that in fact that they recognize that they ultimately need to provide service to everyone with a smile.
NDP Party candidate Mike Sullivan of York South at least understood that a lack of uniformity might be part of the problem.
The notion that we have about 15 different definitions of what a person with a disability is in terms of the 15 different government supports points to the fact that we need a conversation at the provincial, federal, territorial, Indigenous groups level and with all the disability committees to ensure that we have the same definition all across the system. We need to be able to uniformly be able to say that a person has a disability and that disability requires assistance and that disability requires accessibility, and accessibility to government services is part of that. Without the conversation, though, we're never going to get there. And so far, this government has not had a conversation.
Instead of more conversations, however, the community partners behind this forum would rather see some very specific actions, such as ratifying the alternative protocol to the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. That's been the law in Canada since 2010, but it really can't be enforced right now. Also, creating a Canadians with Disabilities Act, which organizers say may remove many of the barriers and confusion that disabled Canadians encounter daily. David Myers, for one, was glad to find the parties participating were committed to that goal.
So what we heard was all of the three parties would be actually fighting to get that in place, because again, that means standard legislation across the country, which is really needed right now because they're all a patchwork quilt of accessibility acts in different provinces.
Myers admits the audience might not have left feeling especially encouraged by their evening with the Green, Liberal, and NDP Party candidates. Forum organizers know there's still a lot of work to be done, that they must collectively keep governmental feet to the fire every day for things to change. But there were people in the audience needing that change right now.
But why should a person with a disability have to go through 10 different doors to get everyday service needs met? Why should we live in poverty? Food banks are not sustainable when you get maggots in your potatoes. Let's get real. People are hurting, facing needs, and have serious issues that need to be addressed. What are you going to do to ensure that these things are deliverable to the people and we are not nickel and dime any longer so we all can live in an inclusive society?
For Groundwire Community News, I'm Karen Llewellyn with Common Ground Media.